This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. For the next several weeks, my wife and I will be in Belize on a mission trip, so I'm going to be replaying some programs that were heard on the new birth some time back.
But now today I want to read from John chapter 3 and verse 1 as we read about this man called Nicodemus. John chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, but you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.' Nicodemus answered and said to him, 'How can these things be?'" Now I want to read about this man again in John chapter 7. John chapter 7 is the second reference to Nicodemus in our Bibles. There we read in verse 48, "Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, 'Why have you not brought him?'" The officers and the chief priests, the officers had been sent by the chief priests and Pharisees to bring the Lord Jesus. And the officers answered, "No man ever spoke like this man." Then the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has risen out of Galilee." And then in John chapter 19, verse 38, we read, and this is after the death of the Lord on the cross, we read, "After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in stripes of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby." Now we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. The Lord has left a man on record who was changed because he met the Lord Jesus. And really the purpose of this program is to bring those of you who have never met the Lord Jesus to him, that you too might be changed. I am absolutely confident that Nicodemus came an unbeliever and left a believer. I am absolutely confident that Nicodemus came in his sins and left in Christ. That is, as far as God was concerned, the righteousness of Christ was his. I am absolutely convinced that Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus on his way to the pit. He came to the Lord Jesus perishing and lost, and he left the Lord Jesus on his way to heaven. He had been found, and he had been given eternal life. I am convinced that he came to the Lord Jesus separated from God, dead in his sins, and he left the Lord Jesus alive, having been given new life in Christ. Nicodemus was a real man, a historical man. This is not just a story that was made up, but When the Bible says there was a man named Nicodemus and gives his personal name, it's clear that the Lord has, through his disciples, through his apostles, related to us a real story about a real person that actually happened. What is it that we remember about Nicodemus? What we remember about Nicodemus is that he came to the Lord by night and that he didn't understand the message of the Lord when the Lord says to him, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, when I look at Nicodemus, I know that many have criticized him for coming to the Lord by night. But you have to understand that Nicodemus was a part of the ruling council of the Jews. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was a teacher of the Jews. He belonged to a political sect that believed in the teaching and in the inspiration of the Old Testament scriptures. He knew the law backward and forward, and he was part of the rule of the Israelites, the Romans, to the extent that they could maintain the customs of the people that they ruled. And so in the case of Israel, they ruled through the religious leaders that the Jewish people looked up to. Of course, Rome, Pilate, Herod, and those who governed Israel, they were the final authority, but to the extent they could, they ruled through these men. So when Nicodemus began to question who the Lord was, he was really out of step with that ruling council that would, before too much time had elapsed, who would crucify the Lord Jesus. So he came to the Lord by night. Likely he didn't want to sully his reputation. Likely he didn't want others to know he had come. But when he comes by night, there are some who say, well, he should have had enough courage to come during the daytime. He should have had enough courage to just be public about what he was doing. Well, you have to understand that he didn't know for sure who the Lord was, and he didn't want to be publicly identified with a man until he was convinced of his mission and of his identity and of his reputation and his character. I don't blame him for coming by night. As a matter of fact, I think it took a lot of courage for Nicodemus to come to the Lord at all. And as I preach to audiences throughout the United States, the thing that concerns me is that many in my audience have not come by day, and they have not come by night. They have not come at all. And I know that coming to the Lord Jesus will change a person. He says in Matthew's gospel, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. The invitation of the Lord is to come. And the idea of coming is just simply the idea of resting wholly on the Lord Jesus. And of course, he wants us to come so we can do that. And he wants us to do what Nicodemus did. If we've got questions, he wants us to be honest enough to get them answered, so that when we come, we too can be changed and we can go away having been reached and saved by the grace of God through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I look at Nicodemus, I can see that he had had a discussion before he came. When I look at Nicodemus, I can see that when he came, he didn't understand and he was in darkness. I can see that after he left, he didn't say much about his newfound faith, but yet in John chapter 7, he defends the Lord Jesus, and it's clear that his attitude toward the Lord Jesus has changed. And then in John chapter 19, we see a man who declares his devotion publicly to the Lord Jesus by helping in the burying of the Lord Jesus. Now, we all start out by discussing things that are upon our minds with others, and Nicodemus did that. He says here, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. I often wonder if his discussion had been with Joseph of Arimathea, who was also a part of the ruling council of the Jews. Could it be that he had discussed this with him? But his discussion had led to where he wanted to make a personal investigation. And it is interesting that none of us are ever blessed by God until our relationship with him becomes personal. Our sin has to become a personal burden. Back in the Old Testament, when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, in Isaiah 6, he says, "Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips." And so the burden of his sin became personal. But salvation is personal. When we realize that Christ died for the world, that's great. But when we realize that Christ died for me, that's when we are blessed by what he has done. And that personal salvation is seen even by Paul in Galatians chapter 2, when he says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So we see that this became a personal problem with Nicodemus, and that's why he came by night. It's obvious that Nicodemus came in the darkness literally. But he came in the darkness spiritually because he didn't understand. He says, "How can these things be? Can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And he didn't realize that the Lord was talking about spiritual life, spiritual understanding, a spiritual relationship with God rather than a new physical birth. Now, as we look at this physical birth, it's seen in the life of Nicodemus by the fact that later on he's willing to defend the Lord, and later on he's willing to bury the Lord. But I'm sure that many of us are asking the same question. How can these things be? What is the new birth? Now, the new birth is the life that we get when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. That's what the new birth is, but we're going to look at that more clearly the next time and help you understand, if we can, what Nicodemus had presented to him so that you too might have this new life without which you cannot go to heaven. Now, that address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. 849. Now, our Heavenly Father, bless this program and bless those that are listening. We ask for thy blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.